Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to hour number two, everybody. Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And I want to make it perfectly clear, you know, a lot of the Democrats are out there saying, oh, well, you're a Trumper, you're not the little guy, you're not protecting the little guy. Boy, I'll tell you, President Trump has done so much hard work to make sure the little guy has the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and their freedoms preserved to make their own choices. President Trump is, you know, I don't call myself this Trumper that the Democrats are throwing these derogatory terms out or trying to make it derogatory. You know, let me put it this way. If President Trump called me right now or called me in for a meeting at the White House and said, hey, Rich, I really like your ideas and solutions that you've been giving on the air for years. Let's just say. So if he called me in for a meeting, I would first, as we sit down, I would ask President Trump basically two questions. Question one, or question A, would be, President Trump, can I be candid with you? Do I have the ability to tell the truth and protect the rule of law and give ideas and solutions for we the people that would benefit the little guy? And then I go, President Trump, that's choice A. Choice B is, or do you want me to blow smoke up your ass and tell you what you want to hear? Do you want me to sell out the American people just so we can both be liked? If he leaned towards choice B, I would walk out of the White House right there. And I know President Trump feels the same way. Why else would a billionaire stick his neck out, work for a dollar, put himself and his family's life, fortune, and future in jeopardy if he wasn't doing this for us and the American people? You know, the mainstream media has said that Trump has emboldened me. Well, I wrote the book during the Obama regime. People, this is not about, it's not just about President Trump. It's about justice. It's about wanting freedom. It's about all the rigging and the corruption and the fraud and the lack of rule of law, or the rule of law based on what victim group or protectionist group status you have. We can't have rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. It's about big tech censorship. It's about pedophilia. It's about the psyops of the powers that be and the distractions, the dumbing down, the division, the treason, sedition, espionage, racketeering, antitrust laws or lack of them, bribery, blackmail, delegitimizing work, delegitimizing voting, unconstitutional elections. Everything is for sale. So many people are bought and paid for. Academia, Congress, the so-called incoming president. My God, how much evidence is out there that China owns him? All institutions, math, science, healthcare, lawyers, judges, courts, all under the guise of non-voluntary agendas, like depopulation and all the agendas that we talked about, starvation, free elimination of free speech, forced vaccines, forced lockdowns, eliminating cash, crashing the economy, all the things that we have talked about in detail and specificity, all of it. What's at stake, people, is the legitimacy of the United States of America. When they say it's for the greater good of the people, when I say they, usually the powers that be, the cabal, the establishment, whatever word you want to throw in there, we have to stop listening to groupthink and gossip because they control it all. The mainstream media's job is theater. It's acting. It's to get people to divide against one another, family, friends, relatives. That's what they do because they read your emails and your texts, and they know all intimate things about you. So that's how they divide you. And they make most of this stuff up. You got to remember, the four main objectives of the mainstream media is propaganda, lies, hoaxes, and false flags. And there's subsets under all of those. Like lies, the major subset is gaslighting. We have to research and read on our own and think on our own. We absolutely have to. So I'm going to go back to some more news here, folks. We all know about the Texas lawsuit against Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Wisconsin. Last I looked, there was 21 states now who joined the lawsuit. And who knows, is there going to be a Democrat state who joins it that backs off and gives the narrative, oh, well, we were wrong, just to sell the hoax, the scam, the takeover? Probably. So be aware of that. Next, how can Joe Biden be inaugurated if Democrats circumvented the state legislatures and defiled the Constitution? See, this is the Constitution, people, is the law of the land. We can't just keep making this stuff up. Or governors and attorney generals and secretaries of states and, you know, oh, I got this authority, so I'm going to make this rule. I'm going to change this law. I'm going to do this and do that. No. The Constitution is the law of the land. The problem is we have lawyers, judges, and courts who are blackmailed and bought and paid for. Next. Arizona Chair Dr. Kelly Ward says over 200,000 ballots digitally adjudicated in Arizona and none have been audited. Adjudicated, I think, means not counted. Next, modems in Dominion voting systems manufactured by communist Chinese corporations. Come on, people. We can't even make this stuff up anymore. I think I've given every reason in the book. Really? I can't come up with anything else. Okay, next. I'm looking at my clock here. Time's waning. The Secretary of State announced today he was going to open an investigation of Coffee County election supervisor Misty Martin. Misty Martin claimed the Secretary of State tried to bully her into certifying bad numbers. Octone! Octone! Show me your papers! Octone! Or as Sergeant Schultz says, I see nothing. I know nothing. Next, COVID tests of the 9,000-plus students at Cambridge University tested in the week of December 6th, every single one was found to be a false positive after a second test. And that's not conjecture. That's from Cambridge's own data. Everyone! Agenda. I'm not saying we don't say this isn't a real virus. But when you have a 99.7% recovery rate, can you see the mixed messages here, how they want to confuse the people? It's 99% agenda and 1% virus. And if I had time, I'll talk about that. Next, U.S. federal government in 48 states file antitrust lawsuits against Facebook. Next, the Senate report on Hunter Biden just dropped. We all knew about this in the alternative media. This damning report doesn't just raise conflicts of interest. They raise criminal, financial, counterintelligence and extortion concerns, alarming stuff about the whole Biden family. Joe's brother, Hunter, the whole works. Ties to Ukraine and China. And China, folks, they're laughing at us. I've seen the articles and the videos. They're bragging that they have spies and influences in our highest position. And the left, the Democrats, are supporting all of it. Next, I'm sure everybody in the country has seen a representative from the Michigan House of Representatives. Her name is Cynthia Johnson, has a message for you Americans. She's calling her soldiers to make you pay, especially Republicans and Trump supporters. She's coming to make you pay. I want you to not forget about this, folks. Next, Trump campaign lawsuit in Georgia is now available online. 1,585 pages of fraud. Holy smokes. It's unbelievable that this election has not been deemed null and void. Do the people in the higher institutions really think we're this stupid? You know, some of the key points in this fraud evidence was 2,500 plus felons voted. 66,000 underage voters. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Over 2,400 votes from people not registered. Over 1,000 people registered at P.O. boxes. Almost 5,000 people who voted in Georgia after registering in another state. 395 individuals who voted in two states. Almost 16,000 votes from people who moved out of state before the election. Over 40,000 votes of people who moved without re-registering in their new county. 30 to 40,000 absentee ballots lacking proper signature matching and verification. If legal constitution votes still count, then Kermit the Frog and Daffy Duck is going to be able to vote in future elections, folks. This is unbelievable. You guys should have your faces red and steam coming out of your ear, out of your ears with all the fraud. This is absurd. This should not be allowed in America. Next, we have receipts in Arizona that were found of dead people that were sent ballots, and many of those ballots were cast by that dead voter. You can't make this stuff up. Oh, speaking of not making stuff up, did you hear about Eric Swalwell? Okay, remember all the calling Trump compromised foreign agents? There's video of him doing this. Trump's destroying the country. Remember all that? Well, apparently, in some of the articles I'm reading, this guy had a relationship with this Chinese spy. And words like intimate are involved. That means this woman probably went to his house and bugged his house, bugged his clothing. This is unbelievable. This guy was on the House Intel Committee. You can't make this stuff up, people. And all he did was push the Russian hoax on Trump, on how he compromised national security, when he has been honeypotted. He dated this woman. She bought her up political cash for him. She seated staff into Capitol Hill, and he serves on the Intel Committee, and Nancy Pelosi knew everything.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheban in Montana sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And I want to discuss I'm not done with Eric Swalwell yet. This is just too unbelievable to be true. In 2018, I'm going to quote a tweet that I read that he gave to the American people regarding President Trump. Are you ready? Are you sitting down? After sleeping on it, I still cannot comprehend why Donald Trump is tweeting his support for a Chinese business. Okay, those of you who are laughing right now and falling off your chair, I'm going to give you a second to get up, please. I'm going to proceed with the rest of this tweet. There's only one reason he would put Chinese workers above you. It helps him. Tweet from Swalwell. People. You know, I'm all for adult mutual consensual sex, but when you're sleeping with a Chinese spy, you know, Congress since the late 90s has had what people call a bimbo slush fund, paid by you, the taxpayers. So the taxpayers pay off rape allegations to Congress, blackmail, things like that. Heck, even Feinstein had a 20-year employee in her, I think she was, this guy was like her driver or something like that, but did a lot with, was around phone calls and things. He was a Chinese spy. What the heck are the Democrats doing? You know what's really amazing to me? Most Americans don't really care who sleeps with who. But an enemy spy? How can, let me ask Eric Swalwell and the Democrats this question. How can you demand to open up the borders with unvetted people when you can't even vet your own employees who are spies? Next, Rock the Vote, this is a leftist group, signed an information-sharing contract with Pennsylvania Democrat Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar and Michigan Democrat Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, then gave them full access to their state's entire voter rolls. According to Phil Klein, their contracts gave them the ability to freely enter data into the poll books. People, this is why we have this Texas lawsuit. It's basically a lawsuit against legitimate voting integrity. The good news about all this is that the traitors have been exposed. There's no more smoke screens. There's no more curtains. We know who the enemies of America are within. Next, Pennsylvania, due to legal violations by state and local government officials, the state's reported presidential election results might be off by more than 120,000 votes. I'm really sick and tired of all this, folks. I've been saying this stuff for weeks and weeks. How is this election even, we're becoming the laughingstock of the world. Thanks to the Democrats and deep state traitors. Next, this is from Tom Fitton, verified. Donald Trump lawsuit alleges hundreds of thousands of illegal votes counted in Georgia, as many as 10,300 plus dead individuals. Wow, are we corrupt? Wow. Next, imagine flipping a coin. This is just math statistics talking. Imagine flipping a coin 4,645,908 times and getting heads 52% of the time. Then at 3 a.m., you flip that coin 154,000 times and it's 100% tails. That is the Michigan vote tally right there. Next, Georgia Governor Kemp met Houston Council General at Chinese Spy Hub Consulate in Houston. Then just 2 weeks later, in July of 19, he signed a contract for Dominion voting machines statewide.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Red states are joining Texas in a Supreme Court lawsuit aimed at delaying presidential electors in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is leading the lawsuit that argues the Equal Protection Clause was violated. 17 additional states have joined the lawsuit. Hundreds, maybe thousands of Hondurans formed a caravan bound for the United States on Wednesday. An unidentified middle-aged man in the caravan told Reuters, "We lost everything in the hurricanes. We have no choice but to go to the United States." President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to abolish many of the immigration policies of President Trump. SpaceX successfully launched and almost landed Wednesday. A fully assembled prototype of its next-generation Starship was tested in South Texas. The rocket flew to an altitude of 40,000 feet and performed what Elon Musk has called a belly flop maneuver on its way back to Earth. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is China becoming a bigger influence on American college campuses? USA Radio News' Tim Berg looks into the issue.
The Chinese Communist Party is having too much of an influence on American college campuses. That was the message from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at Georgia Tech.
Fraudulent cries of racism or xenophobia should never drown out a candid exposure of the activities of the Chinese Communist Party.
Pompeo also saying Americans and Chinese people should not be afraid to expose the corruption of China's Communist Party.
But we see too often on American campuses that there's silence and censorship. It's been driven by the Chinese Communist Party. It usually boils down to something far less idealistic. So many of our colleges are bought by Beijing.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Statista.com reports the 2018-19 school year, nearly 370,000 Chinese nationals attended American colleges. Facebook was hit with a pair of antitrust lawsuits on Wednesday as government officials accused the big tech giant of systemically acquiring smaller rivals in order to prevent them from becoming competitive threats.
Two companies in particular that we highlighted, WhatsApp and Instagram. It's important that, again, you have law enforcement focused on unchecked power of corporations who continue to maintain monopoly power.
New York Attorney General Letitia James. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why have you got your
take? My, when you go to the for 2 seconds, during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, folks. Rich Sheban in the Northern Rockies here in Montana, sitting in for Vince Finelli today. We have less than a half an hour left, so I'm just going to rip as much information out as possible on news and info. And again, the theme of the day is America still the land of the free and the home of the brave? I'm going to let you guys decide after we're done here today. Next, Ware County, Georgia has broken the Dominion algorithm. Using sequestered Dominion equipment, Ware County ran an equal number of Trump votes and Biden votes through the tabulator, and the tabulator reported a 26% lead for Biden. 37 Trump votes using the equal sample run had been switched from Trump to Biden. In actual algorithmic terms, this means that a vote for Trump was counted as 87% of a vote, and a vote for Biden was counted at 113% of a vote. No evidence here, folks. Don't look this direction. Move along. Octon, show me your papers. Next, Governor Kemp of Georgia welcomed Chinese investors to his home state. Rest of the video is the investors explaining how Georgia's ports are the most important to America, to China. Atlanta's investment market is very great and is cheaper than the rest of America, unquote. Next, on November 5th, the FBI served a warrant on the Fountain Hills residence of a 56-year-old IT expert named Elliot Kerwin. The FBI left with 8 hard drives, 3 computers, and USB sticks. Maricopa County's recording office confirmed voter data was stolen. So, people, what are we supposed to think about the FBI? And I'm being serious here. I mean, what are they on our side, or are they just taking taxpayer dollars to work for the deep state at the highest bidder? Really? I mean, there's an article here about this UPS contractor. You know, we've seen him many times. Jesse Morgan, I believe, was his name. The FBI came to his home. And they weren't investigating how there was 300,000 or why there was 300,000 ballots moved from New York to Pennsylvania or the trailer of ballots being stolen. They didn't want any of this information. You know what they wanted? They wanted to find out information about him and his family. They wanted to interrogate him. They wanted to harass him. They wanted him to say something and trap him so they can use it against him in court. This is really, really disturbing, America. Very disturbing. It's really sad that when we have our law enforcement at the highest levels, our government, our own government workers, literally working for the deep state, for China, for the UN, for the New World Order, and using our taxpayer dollars when they're getting paid 5 to 30 times the amount of salary benefit packages and pensions that we don't even get? This is disgusting. Next, after 4 years of lying, FBI admits to holding Seth Rich's laptop. Wow, and they were hiding 20,000 documents. 20,000. This is terrible. This is disgusting. Oh, it makes me embarrassed to even want to be associated with these three-letter groups regarding my own country. They have sold us out. They have corrupted us for the benefit of covering up for the elite. Now, going back to "Are we the land of the free, or the home of the brave" narrative, Biden won 16.7% of counties across the U.S. That's it. That is it. But yet, he had the most votes of any presidential candidate ever, and 10 million more than Barack Obama? I don't think so, folks. Plus, voter turnout for every election in the last 100 years fell within a 2-standard deviation. But this year, it was above a 3-standard deviation. What that means is one in every 2,666 elections, this happened. And 99.7% indicates voter fraud. This is really sad, America. This is really sad. Another way to look at it is three times in every 1,000 elections, or roughly every 1,333 years. And Republicans won all 27 contested House seats, but won the presidency. How can that be possible in such a heavily fraud-riddled election? The winner has carried 15 or more of 17 bellwether counties, but Joe Biden won just one of them. Just one. Plus, Donald Trump had the highest percentage of non-white votes of any Republican in history. But Joe Biden won. And in New York, he was down more than 10%. But the exception was in specific, very few specific large cities. But he won the biggest battleground states. He was down more than 10% in New York, but up in very specific large cities, and won just a few key battleground states because of those cities. What are the odds of that? Not to mention that 450,000 ballots in battleground cities had a vote for only Biden. 450,000+. There was no ballot votes cast, no independents, no Green Parties, no write-in candidates for all those ballots. That means in the last minute they had to put down chicken scratch, folks. They had to put down chicken scratch. Yeah, the Dems are for the little guy, right? No, they're not. They don't fight for the little people. They're fighting for the big money. They're fighting for China. They're fighting for the UN. They're fighting for the New World Order. You know, they're saying how the Republicans want to get rid of Social Security. But who took Social Security from the independent trust fund and put it in the general fund so Congress could spend it? Let me give you a hint. Lyndon Johnson and the Democrat-controlled House and Senate. Who eliminated income tax deduction for Social Security withholding? Let me give you a guess. You're right. It's the Democrats. How about taxing Social Security annuities? How about giving annuity payments to immigrants? How about spending and replacing them with IOUs? Let me give you a hint. Al Gore, Jimmy Carter, and Bill Clinton. They say the Democrats want to take your Social Security away while they're calling you useful idiots and low-information voters. Who wants to promote fascism, folks? Who wants to close small businesses under the quote-unquote agenda of COVID? Who wants to control and manage by fear? Who wants to keep this pandemic going as long as possible so they can dissolve America through lockdowns? Remember, who said, don't let a crisis go to waste? All Democrats, folks. They want to force you on beer money while you pay a fortune to government workers' paychecks, benefits, and pensions, while you paid into it, and while the Democrats want bigger government, so more paychecks, benefits, and pensions can be taken away from you, and they have a lieutenant class for the elite watching their back. In other words, bought and paid for or blackmailed. This is now America. Okay, I'm going to shift gears a little bit here. I'm looking at the time. I'm not going to get to 50% of what I wanted to, but here we go. Pfizer coronavirus vaccine warning. No breastfeeding or getting pregnant if you've been immunized. Yeah, it's called a sterilant, folks. They want less people. Next, four people just got facial paralysis from a Pfizer vaccine. That's called Bell's palsy. Two NHS staff suffers anaphylactic reactions. And CNN is saying don't be alarmed if people start dying after taking the vaccine. Remember back in the 70s or 80s, it was that commercial, that V8 commercial? They would hit their palm of their hand on their head, and they said, oh, I should have had one. We're not going to see that commercial for these vaccines, I can guarantee you. Next, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center will not require staff to take COVID-19 vaccine due to general uncertainty. But in New York lawmaker is introducing a bill to make vaccine mandatory. Octome, show me your papers. I mean, people. Next, UN warns people with severe allergies you shouldn't take the vaccine. Okay, you remember when I talked on, I think it was Tuesday, and I didn't really verify this, but if you don't want to take the vaccine, you can say that you can ask the healthcare giver if it contains MRC-5, remember this, which is aborted fetal cells. They pretty much all do. Then you ask, is there a possibility of a latrogenic reaction? They all do. They all have adverse reactions caused by multiple compounds. The doctor has to say yes, and then you can legally refuse because they have taken a Hippocratic oath to not harm you. Okay? So you can legally decline the drug. You need to look into that. Next, whistleblower found dead after saying she would never commit suicide. A vaccine whistleblower. You think that was by accident, America? Next, FDA reveals long list of serious health conditions that may result from COVID-19 vaccinations, including death. Next, Melinda Gates just recently said, oh, we really haven't thought through the economic impacts. Why would you? You married a freaking billionaire, you moron. You don't care about economic impacts. Next. Governor Cuomo calls for pro-COVID vaccine education campaign directed at, are you sitting down, people? Directed at black, brown, and poor communities. Next. U.S. Noon takes own life months after lockdowns. We've talked about the agenda. We talked about what's happening with these lockdowns. People, do you still think we live in the land of the free and the home of the brave? The people better stand up, read, research, think for yourselves, and speak up. I'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Genetic material. It's some people are calling it a crime against humanity. How can you say it's safe and effective when it clearly violates the Nuremberg Code because it's made so many people sick? And I think the mixed message is coming from certain powers that be, because they're using this bioweapon and technology combined for tracking and tracing and things of that nature. And it's a way to make us transhuman. And I want to remind everybody there's a program. It's called the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. N is in November, V is in vaccine, I is in injury, C is in compensation, P is in program, that has already paid out over $4 billion to vaccine industries. Do you remember that article that I mentioned about GlaxoSmithKline's product? And the name of the article, I'm sure you can look it up, is just don't go to the big media and use the wrong search engines, if you know what I mean. It's titled U.S. Media Blackout, Italian Courts Rule Vaccine Cause Autism. It was a GlaxoSmithKline product. And there was another article backing up that they've already paid out $63 million to vaccine victims. I mean, look at autism, folks. When I was a kid growing up, I don't even know if I ever saw it. Now it's like between, depending on which article you read, it's anywhere from 1 out of every 50 to 1 out of every 80 children. This is, I mean, these people should be arrested. You know, I saw a video by a Dr. Corey. He was at a Senate hearing. This is pretty recent. He talks about resurrecting a lot of these older drugs. There's a drug called ivermectin. And he really is very positive about this drug. And he talks about, if I'm going to quote him in the beginning here. He says, take it and you won't get sick. And so basically he's also saying it's a great prophylactic drug as well. And it's been proven by many trials and studies. And it's an antiviral. It's an anti-inflammatory. But he can't get the people in the CDC, the NIH, the FDA, to look at this. Does this sound familiar? Just like voter election fraud, right? They won't get, these people have been bribed and blackmailed to not look at the information. But don't worry, we can have discussions about making bathrooms for transgenders and create legislation on ceiling fans, which just passed in Congress. I am not kidding you, people. This is where we are at. We are paying people huge salaries and huge paychecks, huge benefit packages, huge pensions for literally covering up the crimes of the elite so they could take advantage of we the people. So here we are, sticking up for the Constitution, our president, who won in a landslide. But why should we stick up for him? He's trying to stop the opioid crisis that kills 30,000 people a year coming from China. He's destroyed ISIS. He wants to keep us energy independent. He wants to keep criminals and drugs from coming into the country. He's reducing the price of medications from Big Pharma. He wants to end gag orders on pharmacists and all this stuff and NOAA and make people tell the truth. He's protecting wilderness populations, protecting lands, putting America first, protecting Social Security. Why should we stick up for President Trump? I can't think of any reasons. Can you? Appreciate you being here, folks. You have a great rest of the day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.